سورۃ الحجرات. اٹس کمپیریٹیولی اے اسمالر سورہ بٹ ویری پروفاؤنڈ. اٹ ڈسکسز ود دی فنڈامینٹلز آف اسلامک پالیٹی. واٹ آر دی فنڈامینٹلز آف اسلامک سوسائٹی, اسلامک اسٹیٹ؟ ہاؤ ٹو اسٹرینتھن, کیپ اٹ اسٹرینتھنڈ, ہاؤ ٹو اوائڈ دی سیزنز اینڈ کانفلکٹس, اینڈ واٹ از دی بیسس آف ممبرشپ آف مسلم سوسائٹی, اینڈ واٹ دی بیسس آف سٹیزن شپ آف اسلامک اسٹیٹ. سو ویری فنڈامینٹل ایشوز آر ڈسکس ان دس سورہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ایھا الذین آمنوا لا تقدموا بین یدی اللہ ورسولہ. او یو ہو بلیو, ڈونٹ پٹ یور سیلف اہیڈ آف اللہ اینڈ ہز میسنجر. یو ہیو ٹو کیپ بہائنڈ دم. دے ہیو سیٹ اے لمٹ, ڈونٹ کراس دی لمٹ. تلک حدود اللہ فلا تعتدوها فلا تقربوها. کیپ بہائنڈ اینڈ فیئر اللہ واتقوا اللہ ان اللہ سمیع علیم. ریلی اللہ از لسننگ ایوری تھنگ اینڈ نوئنگ ایوری تھنگ. یا ایھا الذین آمنوا لا ترفعوا اصواتکم فوق صوت النبی. او یو ہو بلیو, ڈونٹ ریز یور وائس ابو دی پروفیٹس وائس, بیکاز اٹ از ڈسریسپیکٹفل. دی کانسٹیٹیوشنل بیسس آف اسلامک سوسائٹی اینڈ اسٹیٹ از دیٹ سوورنٹی بلانگ ٹو اللہ, اینڈ دی کمانڈ آف اللہ اینڈ میسنجر ول بی سپریم. نو لیجسلیشن کین بی ڈن ریپنڈنٹ ٹو دی قرآن اینڈ دی سنہ. دس از دی کانسٹیٹیوشنل بیسس. بٹ دی بیسس آف دی سالیڈیریٹی آف دی امہ, ہوموجینیٹی آف دی امہ, is the respect and love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like you know, circle, if the circle has a center, center of this polity and society is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While the circumference of the circle, these are the commandments of Allah and His messenger. You have to remain within this circle. If you achieve, you have gone out of the tail of Islam. But to keep yourself united, homogeneous, you have to tie yourself with the center, and center is the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respect him, love him, and never be disrespectful to him, even unintentionally. لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Don't raise your voices over the voice of the Prophet. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. And don't be loud in your speech to him as you are loud to one another. انتحبت اعمالكم, because in this case there is a danger that all your good deeds are rendered fruitless or rewardless. This is such a big thing. Disrespect to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will deprive you of all the reward of all your deeds that you have earned up till now. ان الذين يغضون اصواتهم عند رسول الله. Verily those people who keep their voices low before the messenger of Allah, أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. They are the people whose hearts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested for piety. Now taqwa will be in these hearts. لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. For them is the forgiveness and a very mighty reward. ان الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات. Verily those who come and call out for you from behind the private apartments. There were the loft and small hujras, apartments, for the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the Prophet is there in some hujra, maybe of Hazrat Aisha or Hazrat Hafsa, and somebody Bedouin Arab comes from outside and he calls, "Oh Muhammad, akhruj lana, come out, I want to meet you." Now this is disrespectful. Don't do this with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna ladina yunadunaka min wara'i hujurat. Verily those who call out to you from behind the private apartments, aksaruhum la yaqilun. Most of them don't have any sense, because they are the Bedouins. They are coming from outside. They are the desert dwellers. They are not cultured. They are not civilized. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, Allah forgives him. But in the future, they must be careful. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا. If they had waited, حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ, till that time that you would have yourself come out. You, actually, it was his timetable. when he is to come out, when he has to take rest. So according to your own timings, if they should have waited that you come out yourself, لَقَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, this would have been much better for them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, Allah is forgiving and merciful. Because they didn't mean to be insulted, but only because they were uncivilized, uncultured people, they were doing that. So there is the advice, don't do it again. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to bring you to the book and punish you. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَإٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Oh, you believe, if some unrighteous person comes to you with a very important news, then verify it. أَنْتَ تُصِيمُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ, lest you should afflict a people in ignorance. فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, and then you have to become remorseful on what you did. Somebody says, oh, that tribe is preparing to invade you, and you preempt and go and attack them, because the news had come that they were preparing to attack. And then it might be that it came to the knowledge that the news, this was a rumor, wrong rumor. So what will be the result? You'll be remorseful. You'll be blamed. So when if some person who is very pious, dependable, if Abu Bakr brings some news, there's no need of verification. But if some person is not righteous, if he is bringing to you some news, then verify them before you take any step. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and let it be known to you that within, amongst you is the messenger of Allah. What does it mean? He is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, ibn Abdul Muttalib, yes. But his real position is he is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Don't take him to be a man like the other men. Any Parsi, a Parsi like other Parsis. A Hashmi like other Hashmites. No, no. The real position which you should keep in front of you, in your mind, always, that he is the messenger of Allah. You know, this is really important. Because for Aisha radiallahu anha, Muhammad was the husband. But at the same time, he was the messenger of Allah. She must have this position before her mind, before that position of husband and wife. In the same way, Abu Bakr was father-in-law of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But indeed, Muhammad was like a son to him, son-in-law. But no. He is Rasulullah. So you keep this position of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in view. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّا فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, it should be known to you that you have amongst you the messenger of Allah. لَوْ يُطِيَكُمْ فِي كَسِرِ مِنْ أَمْرِ الْعَرِبْتُمْ, if he were to obey you in any matter, you would certainly be in trouble. Don't want that your opinion he should take. No. He should always make what is his opinion. Don't force upon him your opinions. You should also wait, so that his opinion comes forward. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمْ الْإِيمَانِ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the iman, faith, very beautiful in your heart. وَغَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, he made it very beautiful. And it is endeared to you. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْإِسْيَانِ, and he has made hateful to you the disbelief, the wickedness, and the disobedience. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ, verily, they are the rightly guided. This is the word, Rashidun. Al-Khulafa'u Rashidun, the four pious caliphs. And all the Sahaba are Rashidun. Ulaika humu Rashidun. This is about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fadla min Allahi wa ni'ma. And this is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a blessing. Wallahu alimul hakeem. He is the knower, the wise. Now another instruction. Fa'in ta'ifatani min al-mu'minin al-tatalu. If two parties, two groups from among the Muslims, Muslims, believers, they fight with each other, anyhow, they are human beings. There can be differences, there can be conflicts, and this can go to the level of fighting. But now what is the instruction? فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Number one, make peace between them. No indifference. Let them settle their affairs themselves. What do we? No. It's your duty. Make peace between them. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. And now if someone is doing wrong to the other, فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي تَبْغِي. Now you have to fight against that group which is transgressing. حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Till it reverts to the Allah's command, to the command of Allah. فَإِذَا فَاتْ. When it reverts, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ. Then again make a treaty between them, peace between them, with justice. وَأَقْسِطُوا. And be equitable. Surely Allah loves the equitable. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Now this is the law, this is the rule, no indifference. If there is a conflict in the Ummah, what's the result? The total strength, collective strength of the Ummah is weakened. This Ummah has to perform the biggest mission that has been assigned to it. For that it should be strong, unified, unity, united. So whenever there is some conflict, what you say, nip the evil in the bud, stop it here, there and then. Try to make the peace. And if somebody, some group is transgressing, then now it is not a matter between these two groups. It is as if that group is challenging the whole Ummah. Now the whole Ummah should come and fight against it. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Verily, all the Mu'mins, all the believers are brothers to each other. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So you should make peace between your two brothers. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you should be shown mercy. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now there are six commandments. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Three in one ayah, three in one ayah. These are the things, although they appear to be very trifles, very small things, but these things, you know, sometimes break the hearts of the people. And you know, the bond of love is broken, and some seeds of enmity are sown. What are those? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ. Oh, you who believe, don't scoff at another people. أَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Maybe that they are better than them. You are laughing at a person, as a Muslim brother. Maybe in the eyes of Allah, he is more respectful. And you are mocking at him. Maybe he is hurt. If he is hurt, now that seed of enmity is sown in his heart. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ. In the same way, no women should scoff at and laugh at other women. أَسَىٰ يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ. They should think that's possible, that though they are better than them. وَلَا تَلْمِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't defame each other. وَلَا تَنَابَذُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And don't revile each other with nicknames which they don't like. Very evil is evil. Every evil is even a bad name after true faith. When you have become Mu'mins, now these things are very bad. You may say, I didn't mean it. But why did you say it? It doesn't become of a truly believing Muslim to do these things. Because they can sometimes injure the feelings of the person. And that will be a rift in the Ummah. If two Muslims, they are displeased with each other, the bond of love is weakened somehow, well, the weakness goes to the total strength of the Ummah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ. Whosoever don't repent and give up these things, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Very then they are the evildoers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ. Now another three things. Oh, you who believe, avoid much of suspicion. Without any reason, you suspect that this person is an enemy of me. He is not a well-wisher. He is an evil-wisher for me. No. Do you have any proof? No. In the Bible, only is one. Verily, some of the suspicions become a sin. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't spy on each other. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't backbite one another. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِذَا كُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُهُ. Will anyone of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother. Now why this similitude? When your brother is dead, he can't defend himself. You can cut away any piece of flesh from his body. When a brother is not present and you are backbiting, you are saying something bad about him. He is not there. He cannot defend himself. Maybe you are wrong. Maybe the information that reached you is wrong. Maybe you were under some wrong notion or impression. Had he been present here, he could defend his honor. So there is a similarity between these two things. Will any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? So this you abhor. But backbiting, you go on doing. Although at the moral level it is the same thing as eating the flesh of a dead brother. Inna Allah tawwab, wattaqullah, and have fear of Allah. Verily Allah is relenting and merciful. That is, he accepts repentances. Ya ayyuhanna sayyidna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa unsa. Now this Muslim society and Muslim state, what is its relationship with the rest of humanity? On the two bases. Here, Ya ayyuhan nas, note, 5 times in this small surah, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, small surah. 5 times this address, oh you who believe. But now, Ya ayyuhal nas, why? Now the things which are being discussed in this ayah, they are common to all human beings, all mankind, whether they are Muslims or Kafirs. Ya ayyuhal nas, O mankind, inna khalaqnakum, we have created you all, min zakarin aw unsa, from one male and one female, Adam and Eve. Waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. And then we have made you into nations and tribes, so that you can recognize each other, know each other. He belongs to that tribe, he belongs to that tribe. When you see somebody and see from the distance, you say, he is a Chinese. Now his features are different, his color of skin is different. So you recognize him. He is Chinese. And this fellow who is coming, he is some African from some, you know, black country. And so on. Now you have the knowledge of their background, historical background, their geographical background. All these things are with you. So all these differences that he has made in your colors, in your features, and divided you into tribes and nations, the purpose is that you should be able to recognize each other. You know, if there are two twin brothers, sometimes it becomes difficult to identify one from the other, to recognize one from the other. Had all the human beings, you know, the same, if they had the same features, the same color, absolutely equal, how could, you know, people recognize each other? Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. But these things are not the basis of honor and respect. Verily, the most noble and the noblest one amongst you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is most pious, who has the maximum fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the maximum regard for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who keeps within the limits of the Sharia to his maximum utmost. He is the most respectful. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything and He is aware of everything. Now here, let me quote H.G. Wells, who is very famous as a scientific fiction writer. He has written 2 books on the history of the world, a short history of the world and a concise history of the world. And he has criticized Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam like anything. Due to this polygamy, because this they can't swallow. It's a bitter pill, you know. The Westerners can't anyhow accept it. And so other things. Just like Salman Rushdie, he has criticized bitterly. But in the end of the chapter, in the concisest of the world, he quotes from the sermon of the last Hajj. لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي ولا لأحمر على أسود ولا لأسود على أحمر إلا بالتقوى كلكم بنو آدم وآدم من تراب. There's no superiority for any Arab over any non-Arab. In the same way, no superiority of any non-Arab over an Arab. No superiority of some white over some black. In the same way, no superiority of any black over any white. But with taqwa. On the basis of taqwa and nothing else. Kullukum banu Adam. You are all progeny of Adam. Adam min turab. And Adam was created out of clay. And then he says, these words you must remember. Although the sermons of human fraternity, freedom and equality were said before also, we find a lot of such sermons with Jesus of Nazareth. But it must be accepted that it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who for the first time in human history established a society based on these principles. Human fraternity, equality, all these things, freedom. On these principles, the first ever society established in the world throughout human history was the one established by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there is a note of caution. You know, this note has been removed from the new edition of this book, Concise History of the World. But you can go to some older edition and find the quotation. Lest you should go and see the new edition, and then you will doubt, you know, my integrity. So you will have to refer to some older edition of the book, Concise History of the World by H.G. Wells. Last night I said that Surah Al-Hujurat, although a comparatively small surah, comprising of only 18 ayat, but this is the most important surah of the Quran regarding the basic principles of Islamic polity, basis of Islamic society, basis of Islamic state, the constitutional basis of Islamic state, the emotional basis of Islamic society, how to keep the Islamic society coherent, united, and then finally, what is the basis of membership of an Islamic society, or so to say, citizenship of an Islamic state. Now let us review, have a brief review. First of all, we have ayah number 1. This is sufficient, one ayah, as constitutional basis of Islamic state. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهِ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. If you accept, and it is put down in the constitution of a country, that the sovereignty here belongs to Allah, and how will it be implemented? That no legislation can be done here at any level which is repugnant to the book of Allah and the practice of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one article is sufficient to make any state Islamic state. Luckily or unluckily, we have these articles in the Constitution of Pakistan. The Objective Resolution now is a part of the Constitution, Article 2A. Sovereignty, it says, belongs to Allah, not to us. And then the Article 227, no legislation can be done here, repugnant to the Kitab, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger. But there are loopholes, these are not operative fully. Theoretically, all the requirements of an Islamic constitution are fulfilled by these 2 articles of the Constitution of Pakistan. If they are fully operative, this is sufficient. Then number 2, for a coherent society, you must have some emotional center also. You know, Allah is beyond our perception, beyond our conception. But something about which we can see. And that becomes a center of our love. All people love Him. Then you know the whole society will be coherent, strong, united. This emotional requirement of Islamic society is completed by the person of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respect for him, love for him, adore him, because it's a very subtle thing, you know. Try to understand. We can't have a community of feeling with Allah. How he feels, we can't say. But we can have a community of feeling with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he might have felt when the dead body of his uncle, Hazrat Hamza, came before him. Can't you imagine? Can't you feel it in your heart? How he must have felt when his daughter came to him. Sweet father, no, because I bring water from the well, there are these spikes on my shoulders. And because I have to grind flour, so please give me some slave or some slave girl. You can very well understand what would be his feeling. But he said, no, daughter, these things are not for us. So here we can have a feeling. This type of feeling we can't have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bara'ul wara, summa bara'ul wara, summa bara'ul wara. So love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love him, follow him, imitate him. Not only obey him. Obedience to Muhammad is the part of the first article of constitution. The book of Allah and the practice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here it is not obedience, it is following. It is love, it's respect. So that is actually the center of the Muslim society. Then we have 8 commandments to keep this society coherent, united, strong. There should be no cracks in it. 2 are major commandments. Number 1, never take any decision merely on rumors. Must look into them. Must investigate. And then take some steps. Number 2, where there is some dispute among the Muslims, don't take it lightly. And don't feel indifferently. It's your duty to make peace between them. Nipti even in the bud. And if one party is transgressing and adamant, then now it is not a case between 2 parties of the Muslims. But one party pitched against the whole Ummah. Fight them. And force them to bow before the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are 2 very major commandments. Then 6 smaller commandments. At individual level, the bond of love between 2 Muslims can be broken. 3 of these things are, which are done in the presence, face to face, laughing at each other, assigning some blame to each other, calling someone by some nickname which he dislikes. These things are done face to face. So that ayah, la yasfakum min qawmin, asayyakunu khairan minhu, wa la nisa'um min nisa'in, asayyakunna khairan minhunna. Then 3 things are done in the absence. Suspicion without any basis. Istanibu kasiru min al-fam. Inna baza dhani ismun. Despite that issue, what is happening in the home of that person? What to you? Despite, you know, to know. Why? If something bad comes to your knowledge without your intention, try to cover it. Not to discover something, you know. That's not good. And number 3, backbiting. So 6, I say, comparatively smaller commandments and 2 major commandments. Then was the ayah. Is this society or state absolutely separate from the rest of the humanity? Or there are any links between this society or state on the one hand and the rest of the mankind on the other? Answer is yes. All human beings are, number 1, created by one God. Unity of the Creator. And all human beings are the progeny of Adam and Eve. One pair of human beings. So there is a fraternity, a brotherhood at the level of human beings. So, an Islamic society, an Islamic state can have brotherly relations with other states, other societies, who are not actively engaged against the Islamic State. If there is some active engagement, this is a separate matter. You can be generous to the mankind as a whole. No good to them, no harm. You shall find it in Surah Al-Mumtahina. Because after all, they are your brothers. They are also the progeny of same Adam and Eve. And Allah is the creator of you and also them. Now the last, and this is the most important issue regarding Islamic State or a society. What is the basis of membership? Now there are two terms, Iman, Islam. Generally these two terms are used as synonymous. Iman, Islam, Islam, Iman. No difference. A Mu'min is a Muslim is a Mu'min. Generally, in Quran, at most places these words are used as synonymous. But there is a big difference. Iman, real Iman is in the heart. You cannot verify whether it is there or not. There is no electrocardiogram up till now which can tell you that there is Iman in this heart or there is none. So it cannot become the basis of a society. Basis of society is Islam. Islam is based on five things which are external. If somebody says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, number one. And then four modes of worship. If they establish, well, he is a Muslim. He might be a spy. Whatsoever he is, that is caught, you can punish him. Without any reason, without any proof, you can't say you are not a Muslim. And the basis of the membership of Islamic society is Islam, not Iman. Now to make these two things separate, this high stars. قَالَتِ الْعَرَابُ آمَنَّا. These Bedouins are claiming that we have come to believe. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have not at all come to believe. وَلَكِنْ قُلُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. All you may say is that you have submitted, you have surrendered, you have started obeying. Aslamna. You have become Muslims, not Mu'mins. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Because up till this time, Iman has not entered your hearts. Iman at the tip of the tongue. آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. These are words. ذلك قولهم بأفواههم. These are words uttered by their mouth. Whether someone really convinced of these things, it's absolutely a different story. Whether this conviction has entered his heart, reached its bottom, depths of the heart, it's a different story altogether. A world of difference between you. Now, who are those people? When after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, it was the general impression in the Arabian Peninsula that now Muhammad is the superpower in the Arabian Peninsula. If even the Quraysh had to conclude a treaty with him, who else can oppose him now? So now there was a movement. The tribes, you know, they consulted within themselves, okay, now we should go and we should accept Islam at the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, a delegation has come and the whole tribe is accepted in the fold of Islam. But does it mean that in this way Iman has entered the heart of every Muslim? A collective decision taken at a tribal level, but they are accepted as Muslims. When they said we have come to believe, no. Here you are wrong. قَالَكِ الْعَرَابُ عَمَلَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Don't think you are falling short of something up till now. You are Muslims, we accept you. But not Mu'mins. قَالَكِ الْعَرَابُ عَمَلَّا قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا فِي قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ Up till now, Iman has not entered your hearts. فَإِنْ تُطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Islam also entails obedience. If you keep on obeying Allah and His Messenger, لَا يَلِدْكُمْ مِنْ عَمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا Allah will not diminish anything from your rewards, of your deeds. He is generous. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُرٌ رَحِيمٌ Verily Allah is forgiving and merciful. Logic would have said that because Iman has not entered their hearts, no deeds of theirs should be acceptable. A person is praying and you say the Iman has not entered your heart, should this prayer be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Logically, answer is no. But because Allah is forgiving, Allah is merciful, He has given you this concession. Unless you are deceiving, that's a different story. Then you are a munafiq. If there is no intention of deception, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your obedience. But now, if you want to know who a true mu'min is, it's a natural sequence. When you tell somebody, well, you are a Muslim, not a mu'min, don't think you are a mu'min. Naturally, he should ask and tell me, what are the prerequisites of being accepted as a mu'min? So this is the sequence here. This ayah number 15 is the most important ayah of the Quran on this subject. Who is a true mu'min? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ Verily, the true Muslims are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. Then they don't have any doubts. This belief reaches the level of conviction without any thorns of doubt. And what would be the outward expression of this conviction? Jihad fi sabilillah. And strive for the cause of Allah with their belongings and with their lives. Ulaika humus sadiqun. Only such people are true if they claim that we are Muslims. This is jihad fi sabilillah. For Iman, it is essential. This is the definition. A comprehensive definition of who is a mu'min. Two integral parts. Faith in the heart, reaching the level of conviction, and jihad in action. What are the five pillars of Islam? Iman at the tip of the tongue. Shahada. And in action, salah and saum and zakah and hajj. Buni al-Islam wa ala khamsin. شهادة الله لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وحج البيت. But to be a mu'min, in addition to these five pillars of Islam, you have to have two more pillars. Iman not only on the tip of the tongue but also in the heart. Yaqeen in the qalb. And over and above salah and saum and zakah and hajj, jihad. Now these become seven pillars of Iman. Five of Islam, add to it these two pillars which are given here in this ayah number 15. So this is, in this respect, the most important ayah. And we shall be reading now when we go through Surah Hadid, Surah Saf, Surah Munafiqun, Surah Taghabun. This subject will become clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer. But this is the basis. قُلَ تُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ Say to them, do you want to inform Allah of your deen? Now because they didn't have real iman, but they wanted to say, oh, Muhammad, we have accepted Islam without fighting. So we should be given some references. You want to apprise and inform Allah of your deen. Wallahu ya'lamu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Whereas Allah knows already what is there in the heavens and the earth. You need not tell him. Wallahu bi kulli shay'in alim. And Allah is knower of everything. يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ نَسْلَمُ. They are saying as if they have done some favor to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we have submitted and we have become, you know, Muslims without fighting, without resisting. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Say, don't say that it is a favor that you have done to me, that you have accepted Islam. بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكَ. On the contrary, Allah says that He has favored you. But Allah yamunnu alaykum hadakum lil iman in kuntum sadiqin. That He has guided you to iman. When you have entered Islam, now you can reach iman. This Islam is the gateway. Now if you took to go on praying, you are going, you are fasting, you are reading Quran, you are reciting Quran. So gradually, this iman will creep into your heart, go down and down and down. So you are at the threshold of iman, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this blessing that you have become Muslims. In kuntum sadiqin, provided you are truthful. Maybe you are deceiving. Maybe you think that there's no use resisting now. We shall wait for some later time. Maybe there's some other time to fight. Try to strive to stage a counter-revolution. But at this time now, we can't do anything. We have to surrender. But waiting for some time, some chance, some occasion to rise up. If this is the intention, then you are munafiqeen. If this intention is not there, without any intention to deceive, you have accepted Islam, Islam is accepted. And this is actually your first step towards the road to Iman. وَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَالْهَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَاللَّهُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all the unseen of the heavens and the earth. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is seeing what you are doing. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات المتقنة.